The Road to Emmaus. 3 days have passed since the Son of God was crucified by the Romans in Jerusalem. It was very early Sunday morning when the women made their way to his tomb, carrying the spices they had prepared to anoint his body. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary of Nazareth, the mother of Jesus. When they arrived at the tomb, they discovered that the huge stone covering the entrance had been rolled aside. So they went in to look. But the tomb was empty. The body of Jesus was gone. They stood there stunned and perplexed. Suddenly, two men appeared above them in dazzling white robes, shining like lightning. Terrified, the women fell to the ground on their faces. The men in white said to them, "Why would you look for the living one in a tomb? He is not here, for he has risen. Have you forgotten what he said to you while he was still in Galilee? The destiny of the Son of Man is to be handed over to sinful men, to be nailed to a cross, and on the third day to rise again." All at once they remembered his words. Leaving the tomb, they went to break the news to the 11 and to all the others of what they had seen and heard. Now, when the disciples heard the testimony of the women, it made no sense, and they were unable to believe what they heard. But Peter jumped up and ran the entire distance to the tomb to see for himself. Stooping down, he looked inside and discovered it was empty. There was only the linen sheet lying there. Staggered by this, he walked away, wondering what it meant. Later that same day, two of Jesus' disciples were walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus, a 5-hour journey of about 17 miles. They were in the midst of a discussion about all the events of the last few days when Jesus walked up and accompanied them in their journey. They were unaware that it was actually Jesus walking alongside them, for God prevented them from recognizing him. Jesus said to them, "You seem to be in a deep discussion about something. What are you talking about? So sad and gloomy." They stopped, and the one named Cleopas answered, "Haven't you heard? Are you the only one in Jerusalem unaware of the things that have happened over the last few days?" Jesus asked, "What things?" "The things about Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they replied. "He was a mighty prophet of God who performed miracles and wonders. His words were powerful, and he had great favor with God and the people. But 3 days ago, the high priest and the rulers of the people sentenced him to death and had him crucified. We had all hoped that he was the one who would redeem and rescue Israel. Early this morning, some of the women informed us of something amazing. They said they went to the tomb and found it empty. They claimed two angels appeared and told them that Jesus is now alive. Some of us went to see for ourselves and found the tomb exactly as the woman had said, but no one has seen him. Jesus said to them, "Why are you so thick-headed? Why do you find it so hard to believe every word the prophets have spoken? Wasn't it necessary for the Messiah to experience all these sufferings and afterwards enter into his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he carefully unveiled to them the revelation of himself throughout the scriptures. As they approached the village, Jesus walked on ahead, telling them he was going on to a distant place. They urged him to remain there with him and pleaded, "Stay with us. It will be dark soon." So Jesus went with them into the village, joining them at the table for supper. He took bread and blessed it and broke it, then gave it to them. All at once, their eyes were opened and they realized, "It's Jesus." Then suddenly, in a flash, Jesus vanished from before their eyes. Stunned, they looked at each other and said, "Why didn't we recognize him? Didn't our hearts burn with the flames of holy passion while we walked beside him? He unveiled for us such profound revelation from the scriptures." They left at once and made the 5-hour journey back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples. When they found the 11 and the other disciples all together, they overheard them saying, "It's really true. The Lord has risen from the dead. He even appeared to Peter." Then the two disciples told the others what had happened to them on the road to Emmaus, and how Jesus had unveiled himself in the breaking of the bread. While they were still discussing all of this, Jesus suddenly appeared right in front of their eyes. Startled and terrified, the disciples were convinced they were seeing a ghost. Standing there among them, he said, "Be at peace. I am the living God. Don't be afraid. Why are you so frightened? Don't let doubt enter your hearts. See my pierced hands and feet? See for yourselves, it is me standing here alive. Touch me and know that my wounds are real. A spirit does not have a body of flesh and bone, as you see that I have." Then he showed them his pierced hands and feet and let them touch his wounds. The disciples were ecstatic, yet dumbfounded, unable to fully comprehend it, knowing that they were still wondering if he was real. Jesus said, "Here, let me show you. Give me something to eat." They handed him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb, and they watched him eat. Then he said to them, "Don't you remember the words that I spoke to you when I was still with you? I told you that I would fulfill everything written about me, including all the prophecies from the law of Moses through the Psalms and the writings of the prophets." He supernaturally unlocked their understanding to receive the revelation of the scriptures and said to them, everything that has happened fulfills what the scriptures prophesied of me. The Messiah was destined to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Now you must go into all the nations and preach repentance and forgiveness of sins so that they will turn to me. Start right here in Jerusalem, for you are my witnesses and have seen for yourselves all that has transpired. I will send the fulfillment of the Father's promise to you. So stay here in the city until you are clothed with the mighty power of heaven. Jesus led his disciples out to Bethany. He lifted his hands over them and blessed them in his love. While he was still speaking words of love and blessing, he floated off the ground into the sky, ascending into heaven before their very eyes. And all they could do was worship him. Overwhelmed and ecstatic with joy, they made their way back to Jerusalem. And every day they went to the temple to praise and worship the Almighty God.